The 321-mile-long pipeline from Douglas County to Jefferson County crosses 242 streams and 750 wetlands. The pair of pipes will eventually carry crude oil from Alberta, Canada to Chicago. Wisconsin Wetlands Association's Aaron O'Brien hopes the DNR will stop construction of the pipeline until the problems with digging and disposing of soil are corrected. Does this muck up streams? Is that what it does?
Yeah, I mean, sediment delivery or delivery of pollutants into streams can change the bottom elevation of the stream, and that affects the habitat quality. It can affect the temperature of the stream and a lot of other long-term impacts.
Which can affect fish and that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Construction of the $2 billion pipeline is more than halfway done, but Enbridge Energy spokeswoman Denise Hampshire says they've met with the DNR about restoring wetlands and streams.
The mess is often still very visible to landowners and others. It also, because it hasn't been reseeded in heavy rains, it does make it more difficult to prevent the erosion that is of mutual concern to us and the DNR.
The Wetlands Association would like the case referred to the State Department of Justice for prosecution, but Hampshire says that isn't necessary. She expects wetland restoration to be finished by next spring. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.